Somebody who has Dma, and he takes off the Maisa Rishon from the Dma, from that Maisa Rishon he has to take off Tumas Maisa to be given to the Kohen. The Maisa Rishon is Tevel until the Tumas Maisa is taken from it. And he designates the Tumas Maisa. He says exactly where the Tumas Maisa is, but he doesn't actually separate the Tumas Maisa from the Maisa Rishon. And by designating the Tumas Maisa, the Maisa Rishon is no longer Tevel, and he would be allowed to eat the Maisa Rishon. And this designation is done before Shabbos. They would not be allowed to designate the Tumas Maisa on Shabbos, and they're not allowed to take off Tumas Maisa or any Maisa's on Shabbos. And designating it is as if you took it off, since by designating it, you're causing that the Maisa Rishon is no longer Tevel. Or somebody who has Vada, Vada is produce, that definitely the Maisa's were not taken from it, and it's the third or sixth year of Shemitah, and he has to take off Maisa on it. And he designates the Maisa Rani before Shabbos, saying exactly where the Maisa Rani is, and that way the produce is no longer Tevel. Now, halacha is, you would not be allowed to give the Maisa Rani or the Tumas Maisa to the Kohen or the Ani on Shabbos, even though he designated it before Shabbos, since it's forbidden to give gifts on Shabbos. So even if the Kohen or the Ani live nearby and there's an Erev, so you'd be allowed to carry it on Shabbos, but you're not allowed to give gifts on Shabbos. But if the Kohen or the Ani are in the habit of eating meals by you, they would be allowed to eat a meal by you on Shabbos, and you can give them the Maisa Ani or the Tumas Maisa on Shabbos when you serve the meal, as long as you tell them that you're serving them the Tumas Maisa or the Maisa Ani. Because if you don't tell them that you're serving them the Tumas Maisa or the Maisa Ani, and they think it's your own food that you're serving them, it's as if you're stealing the Tumas Maisa or the Maisa Ani from the Kohen or the Ani, since you're serving them the Tumas Maisa or the Maisa Ani that belongs to them, and they think that you're serving them food that belongs to you. So it would be as if you're stealing it from the Ani or the Kohen. So you have to tell them that you're serving them Tumas Maisa or Maisa Ani. Somebody who says to somebody else who is not trusted regarding Maisa, he says to an Amar, we don't trust as far as Maisa's are concerned. And he tells Amaris to buy him some food from somebody who is trustworthy regarding Maisa. He wants him to buy food from somebody who we can trust that he would not sell food that he himself had bought from an Amaris. Or he tells the Amaris to buy him some food from somebody who takes off Maisa himself. He wants Amaris to buy him food from somebody who, if that person would sell produce that he got from an Amaris, he would take off Maisa from that produce before selling it. The Amaris cannot be trusted that he bought the food from somebody who is trustworthy regarding Maisa. And since we don't trust the Amaris himself regarding his own produce that he sells, when you buy produce from an Amaris, the Amaris is not trusted that he took Maisa from that produce. So too, we cannot trust the Amaris that he bought the produce from somebody who is trustworthy, as Amaris is not scared to lie and claim that he bought it from somebody who is trustworthy, when really he bought it from somebody who is not trustworthy. As even if we verify the person who the Amaris bought it from, the Amaris can tell us, even though you don't consider that person trustworthy, I do consider him trustworthy, so therefore the Amaris cannot be trusted in this case. Me'ish ploni hare venem. But if I instruct the Amaris to buy produce from me, from a specific person, in such a case, the Amaris would be believed that he bought the produce from the person that I instructed him to buy the produce from. As in this case, the Amaris would be scared to lie and say he bought it from that person when he really didn't. And since I specifically instructed him to buy it from that person, the Amaris would not lie about that, since I might find out that he did not actually buy it from that person. Halach likach mimenu. If I instruct an Amaris to buy me produce from a specific person, and the Amaris went to buy the produce from that person, but could not locate that person, and he came back to me and said that I couldn't locate the person who instructed me to buy the produce from, so instead I bought the produce from somebody else, and the person who I bought the produce from is a trustworthy person, the Amaris does not believe that he bought the produce from a trustworthy person, And even though originally I instructed Amaris to buy it from a specific person, and Amaris would be believed that he bought it from the person I instructed him to buy it from, but since at the end he could not find that person, and he claims that I bought it from somebody who is trustworthy, I cannot believe the Amaris that he bought it from somebody who is trustworthy, and therefore I would not be allowed to eat that produce without taking miser from it.